I'm going to give you a brief, very brief, I'm going to get us on time here, maybe early, history of Cherokee Fabrication, what's led us up to our 25th anniversary year. I promise it's going to be brief, and sorry, Ross, it's not a technical paper this time, just here we are. We were established in 1994 as a small sheet metal company geared just really towards new plant installation. We never thought it was going to blossom into the company we have today. From 1994 to 2003, we started working with multiple machinery manufacturers, and Cherokee sold and erected many new plants throughout the United States with our sister company, Royalands Construction. In 96, we entered the machinery market with a module feeder. It was our first release. I think we did two that year, a little bit before my time. They put two in that year in 96, and now we have well over 65 machines in operation worldwide. 2004 was a really critical year for us, a critical year for growth. Cherokee secured and built our first turnkey plant, Complete Gen, in Monette, Arkansas, and we had about 95% of the machinery was manufactured in-house by Cherokee. Since 2004, we've completed numerous plants and upgraded outdated gens in multiple countries. Our next big accomplishment was in 2006 when we introduced our Cirrus moisture restoration system to condition a bat and present it to the press. And our very large milestone in our machinery development was the introduction of the highly successful Avenger 174 saw gen and accompanying extractor feeder. From, told you it was going to be brief. I'm running through it quick. In 2008, with I'm going to call it a push by John Deere, the round module on us. I don't think we were really prepared for it. We started designing and developing a round module machine, and we went through a lot of growing pains. Mark Corey's smiling down here with us because he was with us for those growing pains and a lot of iterations, and we finally settled on our Roundup 2, which has also seen installations in multiple countries. That is our current solution for handling round modules. 2010, another really big year for Cherokee. We released our flagship machine, our 12-foot Magnum 244, and a companion Regal 142 lint cleaner to go behind it. The Magnum gin stand, currently the largest in the world, has set a standard for high-speed ginning. 2013, we had a need for a downpacking press, so we released our Chieftain downpacking press and have taken it from 45 up to 60 bell an hour in its high-speed version. In 2014, I'm missing a slide here. 2014, we released our narrow rib versions of our Magnum and Avenger gin stands with the 270 and the 193 in the 8-foot version. Several recent installations of our Magnum 270 in Australia have seen capacities in excess of 32 bells an hour, and that is an average. Although the machines could do more, we've got the data, it could do more. We're limited by the existing lint cleaners. They didn't put new lint cleaners in. They had existing lint cleaners. So it was kind of our choke point in the machine. And hopefully next year, Mike Green will be able to bring you that data from Australia. We can see exactly what the machines will do, and hopefully we have some more solutions to the lint cleaning there. That catches us up. 2015, we had a need for a short box baling press, so we introduced the Brave. It was an economical version designed to replace the end-of-life Continental Best Press, and several of those operating in the market. Now I'm almost done. I'm going to get you up to current day. I got one machine I want to introduce today. Yeah, there's that sled that's out of place. I'm pleased to introduce the Chief, the high-density 20 by 41 press. It's going to make its inaugural run in Australia in the upcoming season. This press is currently designed to operate in speeds of 60 bells an hour with a higher capacity version planned in the future. And additionally, in our final stages of design and manufacture is the high-density version of our Elite Uppacking Press that we hope to have some data to present very soon. And the Uppacking Press, we just really haven't given it a cute Indian name yet, but I'm sure we'll have one by the time we get ready to present it. So, Told you I'd catch you up. I'd like to thank, as we enter our 25th year, I'd like to thank the customers, the industry leaders that have helped us, and even our competitors that have fostered really healthy competition and have pushed us to become the company we are today. We've evolved a long way from that little sheet metal company that could. Thank you very much.